It's rare that there is bad news from the Things to Do desk, but I'm afraid I must deliver some today. If you're a music lover without Star Trek powers of teleportation, it will be impossible for you to attend all the concerts happening this weekend. We're talking legends. We're talking all-time favorites, and we're talking memorable hitmakers. And that's not all. We have even more music and some music festivals to tell you about, too. So goodbye, yellow brick road, where the dark clouds of society howl. You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow. There are artists and there are icons. Sir Elton John is definitely in the latter category, and he tops the list of concerts on, he says, his last tour. The six-time Grammy winner is at Citizens Bank Park on Friday at 8. Reviews have been great for the three-hour show, and there are still tickets available, so snatch those up because this is your last chance to see him, even though he's been retiring from the road since 2018. Nigerian artists Tems and Burna Boy are burning up the charts as of late, but their success wouldn't be possible without Fela and Femi Kuti. The late, great Fela, the king of Afrobeats, died in 1977, but his son and his grandson, Made, have taken up his mantle of music and activism. Unfortunately, Femi Kuti's Saturday night show at The Man is sold out, but he's also at the Queen in Wilmington on Friday night at 8. You can find out who else is coming to The Man this weekend on our website, whyy.org/things to do. But let's head over to New Jersey, where we have back-to-back concerts at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion going on through Sunday. The Camden venue, which used to be the BB&T Pavilion, which used to be the Tweeter Center, hosts the Backstreet Boys tonight at 8 on their DNA tour. Ladies, it's not too late to get those tickets. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah. Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one? Yeah. Am I sexual? On Friday, the Dave Matthews Band comes through for two nights.
Yeah. Gotta get. So there is no reason. Mercy, will we overcome this?
And it's gonna be a little breezy at the FMC when Chris Brown comes to town with rapper Lil Baby on Sunday at 7. Moving off one stage and onto another, we head to the Academy of Music, where To Kill a Mockingbird is running through July 24th.
When I was a boy, my father gave me one of those air rifles. He said I could shoot all the Blue Jays I want, probably knowing I'd never be able to hit one, but to always remember that it was a sin to kill a mockingbird, a crime against God. I asked him why, and he said it was because they were innocent.
Richard Thomas stars as Atticus Finch in the Adam Sorkin adaptation of the classic book. It's July, and there's no snow in the forecast, or so you thought. Gilson's Snow Summer Day is happening on Saturday at Xfinity Live. The local snowboard company is hosting an event with real snow and snow sports, along with adult beverages available all day, a kids' zone, and the Rail Jam competition. It starts at 2 p.m., but VIP ticket buyers get premium access at 1.
All right, he beat you in basketball, and then what happened?
After it was all over, he took us in the house to serve his pancakes.
Prince won't be serving the pancakes, but the Underground Art Center will. Their annual Pancakes and Booze art show is happening on Saturday night starting at 8. The show brings more than 100 artists together to showcase their work. The artwork and the booze are for sale, but the pancakes are free. It's It's almost time to go, but before we do, we want to tell you where two festivals are happening on Saturday. The Lancaster Avenue Jazz and Music Fest starts at noon on 39th and Powelton. The Bucks County Blues Festival also starts at noon on Saturday at Snipes Farm in Morrisville. We'll have lineups for both and more details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. And with that, we'll leave you with Frankie Beverly and Mays and the Cookout Classic, Before I Let Go. They'll be in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on Saturday, along with the Mighty Mighty OJs. All right, now, we see you getting your two-step on. That's how we like to start the weekend, with the joy that this song brings. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.